Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Well, speaking of yesterday's peace agreement, US President Donald Trump, as we know, has hailed peace in the Middle East. He's declared the war in Gaza is over after world leaders signed a peace plan in Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt last night. Heba Saleh, Cairo correspondent for the Financial Times, joins us now. Heba, thank you very much for joining us on the line. And the agenda yesterday was vague. The peace deal was signed. How strong do you think it is, and how much do we know about it, and how aligned are international countries behind it?
Okay, as you say, the agenda was vague. The leaders in Sharm el-Sheikh signed a very broad declaration titled by the White House as the Trump Declaration for Enduring Peace and Prosperity, which pays homage to hope, security, a shared vision for peace and prosperity, but doesn't really have that many details. Of course, there is the 20-point Trump plan for Gaza. The first phase, or most of the first phase, was accomplished yesterday with the handover of the hostage, the freeing of Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli jails, and the start of the handover of the bodies of hostages who died in captivity. The next phases are more difficult. They require the disarming of Hamas. They require an international stabilization force to help with this process of disarming. Israel will withdraw to a buffer zone when it has deemed that Hamas has disarmed. So there is a lot of vagueness there. Israel will determine the degree of disarming or whether Hamas has disarmed sufficiently. So there are still a lot of things to be worked out and many possibilities for failure.
Indeed. Yesterday, President Trump in Jerusalem spoke several times about the Abraham Accords, which, of course, is an alliance of an agreement to work at normalizing relationships with certain Arab Gulf states and Israel. How would you describe how normalized relations are at this moment? And is that really the pivot on which a lot of influence on Hamas will rest, these countries' relationship with Israel?
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
There is normalization between degrees of normalization, you can say, between Egypt, Jordan, United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco. All these countries have peace, have agreements with Israel. On the part of Egypt, there's security cooperation, but it's a cold peace. There are no people-to-people contacts. And elsewhere, you have varieties or degrees of this. How much of a pressure on Hamas that will be? I don't think it will be a direct pressure. I think, countries from the point of view of Egypt, of course, Egypt would like to see a Palestinian state. It was very concerned during the war that Israel would expel the Palestinians into Egypt. And at one point, President Trump appeared to support that option when he said that Gaza should be turned into a Riviera of the Middle East. Other countries are going to be called upon to fund the reconstruction of Gaza, but Hamas is still an independent actor. It has its own objectives, so it's going to weigh up what's happening around it. It will weigh up its own strengths or weakness, its options. At the moment, these are really, really limited, and it will decide to, accordingly. So, yes, the Arabs may be a factor in what's happening, but they're not the ultimate factor.
Neither Israel nor Hamas attended the talks yesterday in Sharm el-Sheikh, but the Palestinian Authority was there. What do you think this bodes now for the future of the Palestinian Authority and any role they might have in this agreement or declaration going forward?
Well, again, a question mark. We saw Trump shaking the hands of Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian Authority president, in what appeared to be a warm, brief encounter, a lot of smiles. But Israel has excluded a role for the Palestinian Authority in Gaza. And the Trump plan also requires the Palestinian Authority to reform. That is likely to be another long process, also with loose benchmarks and questions about who decides it has reformed sufficiently. And after all this, there may be a path to a Palestinian state, but that is not even certain or definitively worded in the agreement.
We'll leave it there, but thank you very much, Heba Salah, joining us, Cairo correspondent for the Financial Times.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18-plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.